Nakhnehe Productions presents Retreat.
Written and produced by Andy Ipakshi and Evan McCann. Episode 3.
Bridget!
Don't move.
What? What is it? A wasp?
No, no, Bridget! You're glowing. You have a big... A halo?
Like the Virgin Mary? Or am I, like, vibing more towards the goddess Dagda? You know, Shannon, I do tend to channel reincarnations.
Oh, my God, you're amazing. I'd say more like the Virgin Mary, but, like, you know, pre-Jesus. Your tummy is so flat. Wait, I'm going to post this. Hashtag diaphanous.
Yeah, I feel totally diaphanous here.
This fairy fruit is so magical. Oh my God, look!
A double rainbow! Framed by 9 hawthorn trees. Whoa!
Oh, whose tent is that? Next to the droopy tree.
A tent? Where? You mean near the willow tree?
Bradley's PA was called Willow. I really thought we'd have a family together.
Who would put a tent there? Willows have a bad energy. I hope they have the appropriate energetic shield.
Oh, I bet it's Malarkey's tent. He's such a man, you know? Do you think he hunts for his dinners? I bet he does.
Rain! Quick, under the tree.
Ah, everything is nice here in the fairy fort. Even in the pouring rain.
Well, in a way, these places are the original diary rooms. Our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Will, he may have stood right here.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Thinking about us, the future, his descendants, and here we are.
He had to, like, decide what snacks to pack in his suitcase before he sailed off to America.
I don't think they had suitcases.
Oh, Brittany, you're so funny. Okay, so let's record us on my phone, and then we'll upload it in Sky's diary room.
Okay, we'll talk about our collaboration and mention how the goddesses handed us divine inspiration here.
Okay, ready? Lights, camera, action!
Okay, well, so, my healing and your quilting could combine to make a very powerful healing tool.
Ooh, yes, healing tool. Maybe your poem could be stitched in with silver threads?
Silver, like moon liquid. I can feel it, such as to mend the cosmic pain.
Oh my God, Bridget! Ooh, this is so exciting. Okay, I'll do like a little sketch of 9 hawthorns. Oh, no. No, wait. Oh, like a sketch of our DNA? And we can embroider your poem into the shape of a Celtic cross. Oh, my God.
Oh, or even the shape of a fairy fort. Whoa.
Oh, of course. Wait, here, use my pencil, and we'll be, like, really, truly collaborating.
Like, here. My poem should take all the spacey. Like sacred words covering the sacred rectangle.
Okay. You know, Bridget, can I just say...
Yeah?
You know, Brad.
Wait, is that your second ex-husband or your dead husband?
No. My last ex, Brad Pitt, not Brad Lee, and technically Brad Lee went missing. He's not dead. But Brad doesn't think I am. The truth is, he says I am a fake. I'm not a real artist.
But of course you're an artist. I believe in you. I mean, just look at your nail art.
Actually, these nails prevent me from holding a pencil properly.
But if you think I'm an artist...
Hey! No! Stop it! Don't cut the grass here! Maliki! You'll disturb the little people! The fairy fort! See?
Well,
told you so.
Look, the fairy's dragged in. Little Miss America. I've been looking for you everywhere.
You have?
Excuse me. Shannon?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't see you there. Communicating with the trees, were you? Before we knock them all down.
Why on earth would you do that?
For the new building. Nothing to worry yourself about, darling.
What new building?
And I'll hop on, Shannon. I'll take you for a wet ride.
Cool. Bye-bye, Bridget.
You can't build here. Wait. Shannon, come back. Shannon. Hello? Anybody here? Una? Nest of baby mice.
Zut alors, Bridget. Whatever are you doing here? I'm working.
Oh, hello, Angus. It's pouring outside. I didn't know you smoked.
Oi, I just started today. Una has gone to cut the turf. I thought you moved out of here to the big house.
I did, but I forgot my dowsing rod, so I was just collecting it. It was... Have you seen it? Where's the umbrella stand? It was there.
Oh, that. I use the stand for my sculpture. What is a dowsing rod? Attention!
A dowsing rod can detect water, or like,
Detect water? Are you serious? But water is everywhere here.
It can detect water, or even ghosts.
And bullshit? Does it detect bullshit too?
Agnes, have you seen it or not?
Oh, alors, come into the shed and you can look for yourself.
Manon, what in the...
Brilliant, no? My sculpture for the exhibition. It's the madness of Ireland, cracked into two pieces, then rehinged with loose screws. I play with colour.
Does Una know you smashed her stuff?
Oh, la la, Philistine. It's art.
Art? All I see is a big pile of junk glued together. In a tower covered in... Is that dog hair?
Oh, merde. You can tell it's dog hair. You have very good eyes, Bridget.
Where is Tramp? I hope you only used his collar. Don't you people know that other people's possessions hold their auras?
Oui, and this masterpiece is Una's aura.
I don't even want to think about Una's aura, much less see it. She's a downright energy vampire, that one.
Oh, vampires, ghosts, auras, energy. The Irish should have chopped off your oppressors' heads while it was still fashionable. Now you're all stuck in woo land.
That's it. Goodbye. And I'm taking your umbrella until you replace my divining rod. Understood?
Thank you. Umbrellas. So bourgeois. Go on. Take it, you bobo. It's not even mine.
Yeah, Shannon. Cheerio, darling. Catch you later. Jesus, she's disgusting with those long blue fingernails.
You make quite the pair.
Jesus. Jesus, Sky. What are you doing in me shed?
Just checking up on your work. You're sweeping plastic paddy off her feet. I see she's almost ready to do our bidding.
Only if I get the gatehouse.
Just bloody record Shannon saying that none of them are actually doing any painting or writing.
Yeah, that Mary is the worst. Did you hear her latest poem, Gentrification and Tidal Basin? Sure, they aren't even near rhymes.
God, no one asked you to be a bloody art critic, Malachy. Just get the Yanks testament.
But if you turn this house into a spa resort, what'll I be?
Spa? Not a spa, Malachy. A destination resort offering unique explorations into the creative process for the world's most discriminating cultural connoisseurs. Shit! Doc!
Malachy, old chap. Are you in there? The studio roof's leaking again. Malachy! Lazy bugger.
Is that fecker in on a two or what?
Gone. Believe me, when he meets the Megacore lawyers, we won't see him for dust.
Look, it's bad enough answering to the likes of him, but to rich bastards in white terrycloth robes and slippers.
This time, you'll be in charge of the artists.
The artists? I thought you were going to get rid of those fickers.
Oh, that's the beauty of my plan.
Artists and rich wankers. Listen, I don't want no feckin' golf balls falling on my roof.
Golf? What do you think this is? 2015? The 1% have had it up to their tonsils with golf. Plus it's bad for the environment and thus bad for their public image. Spas hold a risk of contagion. Sunny islands and yachts play havoc on Botox. That only leaves art.
Those rich bastards can buy all the art they want.
Oh, look. There's the idiot savant himself poking around in the bushes. Outside, quick, bloody ask him about accessing those bloody cameras.
Gunter!
Well?
Nope. I tried, but every time Gunter speaks, my mind just goes blank.
Oh, you're bloody useless. Figure it out. Well, as I was telling you, I know what the 1% want.
Yeah, you know what I want? I want to spread manure before I get fired.
It's to possess the spark that ignited the artistic creation in the first place. And now we can offer it to them. For a price.
And the artist? You think the likes of Mary is going to open up her mind for them? Share her Yeats poetry room. She must have squatter's rights at this point.
Not for long. Megacore will do a complete overhaul of the place to make it more opulent. Mary and her ilk will be annexed in the new open space sleeping cubicles.
Oh, so the freaking artists in the dorm and the rich bastards in the house.
Well, we will let the artists into the house in the daytime so we can tally their conversations with our VIPs. The guests will be so immersed, they'll feel ownership of whatever creation emerges. The lucky artists get room and board. Win, win.
Shit, get down!
Ooh. Malachy, are you in there? Nora says get that manure spread. She wants to plant her turnips before dinner. Oh, lazy bastard.
You better be getting rid of her too.
Yes, if only to save my own ears from that unattractive accent. The lesser artists can do her duties.
And what about the queen of turnips herself?
Oh, dear old Nora. Early retirement party, I'd say. A plastic watch for her years of dedicated service. I'll get Megacore to fly in their new kitchen staff. They're practically free. One of them is already planted.
Your man in the kitchen? So, this dormitory, it'll be above the exhibition hall.
Oh, for God's sake, man, use your brains. You don't think Megacore are going to waste hard-earned dollars on an actual exhibition hall in Ballygo Backwards, do you? The exhibition hall is the dormitory, you fool. Bunk beds will be wheeled in straight after the exhibition.
Oh, Jesus, huh?
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Teresa, what are you at now? Turn it off.
Well, I'm only trying to teach your man the English, haven't I?
Oh, for God. You can hardly speak it yourself. Now ring that gong. Och, Barney, that's so sweet. But your what future could there be for us? You'd lose your job as a director. Fraternizing with the artist is strictly forbidden in your job description.
And your ARSE forbids you to be with anyone other than an artist. Yeah, seems we're in a romantic pickle.
My Barney.
My Mary. If I could only quit this blasted director's job and go back to the theatre. Father forbid a life in the theatre. Said it would lead to depravity.
Your father's not around to tell you what to do anymore.
Ah, Barney and Mary. I was listening to my recordings outside and I picked up something interesting.
Well, good evening, all. Hard day at it today. Such deep thinking. Hello, Gunter. Any recordings for us?
Well, yes, Damien. I was just saying, earlier I was listening and I picked up human voices.
Well, I'd be interested in the more unusual aspects of your stoat mating sounds that you've been dangling before me for the past few days.
Dangling?
Not unlike how Celtic women were described in the logs by the ancient Greek historian Diodorus. Celtic women teasing Roman lads. The ample, dimpled hips swaying this way and that to hypnotize.
Damien! Damien! Goodness, he's stopped breathing! Teresa! Barney! Teresa, get him a cool damn cloth!
Damien! Damien! Oh, thank goodness you're okay now, Damien. Mm. But you've got to stop reading about those ancient Greeks.
Mm. Please, you must all listen. I have overheard the megacore lady and a groundskeeper. Please, listen.
And the piper's pants are blowing.
Hey, hi, guys. Has anyone seen Bridget?
Bridget, gone to bed early. Got drenched beyond the poor thing.
Sorry. Oh, never mind. She's probably gone to bed early. Oh, we did so much creative collaboration today.
Bonsoir, Teresa, everyone. I am ravenous. A hard day's work is good for the appetite, bad for the back.
Ooh, Skyzer! Oh my God, look at you. Love the dress. Designer?
Yes, Shannon, it's Guna Jass. Such sharp eyes for a nouveau riche divorcee.
Aw, thanks. And what about you? Is there a Mr. Jodetsky?
Jodetsky was just the name my parents put on my birth certificate to protect me from the press who were hounding them at the time.
Cool. If I had kids, they'd be papped all the time.
Yes, I'm sure. Daddy saved me from the shutterbugs by sending me off to an elite boarding school in England at 4 years old.
England? Oh, like Hogwarts. Lucky you. I would have loved boarding school. Did you have, like, picnics every day?
No. In fact, never.
Oh, the ski holidays in the Alps?
Never. Little old Skye spent the holidays right here in dreary Knocknahay in this very house.
Ooh, wow. All these open spaces and family. Must have been such a dream to a kid.
Yes, a bloody nightmare.
Wine, anyone?
No. Who has used the diary room today?
Well, yes. It was only just installed. They need some time. Red, Agnes?
Oui. I am too busy to bother with your baby monitor. And Una's ice-cold outdoor toilet has brought me to new heights of inspiration.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Agnes. How is dear Una?
Oh, magnifique. I call my new piece Irish Dracula, just like Una.
Una is an inspiration. She was Kathleen O'Mara's bridesmaid. Did you know that, Skye?
Let's not change the subject. Mary, you have used the diary room or not? Simple question.
No. And I've absolutely no intention of doing so, and ARSE will back me to the hilt. There.
Oh, now steady on, Mary.
W.B. Yeats himself initiated James Joyce into A.R.S.E. in 1902. They met on a Dublin side street. Joyce, an impoverished young writer.
Blech, Yeats, so cliché. The fairies, the swans. James Joyce, the real genius, but he had to flee to Paris. You plebeians censored him.
Beckett, too. He fled from the harsh stare of the bishops.
So, Gunter? Yes? No?
Nine. Too busy listening to recordings.
Oh, Damien, you of all people, a radio personality, surely you have.
As a public broadcaster, I understand the value of the voice, but I've been busy upstairs, slaving away on my manuscript.
On my recording, I overheard...
What? You can hear what goes on in my room?
No, listen to me. Do any of you actually want to know what is really going on here?
No, they're all too busy looking at their belly buttons. But I insist that you all use the facility this evening as you promised.
Well, it can't do any harm, can it? I mean, Olivoff Shmurnoff himself.
Olivoff Shmurnoff?
Yes, yes, for heaven's sake, him. Olivoff recorded his time in a Russian gulag.
So we are discussing Russia again? The real criminals are America. Please be respectful of our friend Shannon, who, it should be noted, is the only guest who stays here without some sort of handout.
Thank you, Skye. And Agnes, let me just say, who gave the world Lady Gaga?
Not France.
You tell him, old girl. Who is your Gaga person?
Poker face?
Oh, merde, I will poke your stupid
Please.
Face.
Please! This isn't the tone of conversation we have here. Ms. O'Mara cultivated the exchange of ideas.
Mary, you never knew the real Nana Cathy. You're talking out of your A-R-S-E, quite frankly.
I beg your pardon. How rude.
And besides, my grandmother took U.S. citizenship. You all appear quite comfortable with American hospitality.
But her home was grounded in Irish soil, built by the blood, sweat...
Speaking of homes, do you actually have a home, Mary? Or is this it?
That is absolutely none of your business.
Oh, listen. Now you've all set off the ghosts again. See? Ta-ka.
Any signs of dinner, Teresa?
Skye, just so you know, we recorded today in the most awesome place called a fairy fort.
You all could learn from Shannon.
Yep. And we saw a double rainbow. And it got 2,000 likes.
Huh. Likes, eh? How interesting.
I know. If only artists could get likes for their thoughts or something.
So you're suggesting sets of positive appraisal from a random base to assess artistic endeavors. Huh. I could exploit that. And exploit I shall.
Mm-hmm.